Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter 1791. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Chav Zayin Menachemov, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha.
It's to him, it's for sure that it is extra to get into details to somebody like you about this that is explained in many areas in the Hasidus, in Dach, and also in the books of Musar, about the idea that when we are wanting a asarusa del Eila, when we want an arousal from above, in other words, when we want to draw down the blessings of Hashem, then we need to make a fitting vessel in the sarusa del Tato, in the arousal for below. We have to make a vessel, a vehicle, to bring down that blessing of Hashem. For sure, obviously, total, simply understood, that you should not do something new to do something else that negates, goes against the arousal of above that we ask and we pray for. So if you're praying for Hashem's blessing in a certain area, so we need to make a vessel to bring it down. Certainly don't do something that goes against bringing down the vessel. So the Rebbe says, I was shocked to see in the office of Merkaz Linyonei Chinuch that you're putting an effort and you're forcing the godly soul to remove, God forbid, the godly image from your face and to cut and to remove the 13 strands of the beard. These are language of the Kabbalah, Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna, which correspond to the 13 chambers of compassion, of Rachamim, Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Those are the pipelines for one's livelihood, as explained in the Zohar and in Chassidus in many places. No point in getting into great length into this. Especially, the Rebbe says, somebody who comes from this Svaradic tradition, who kept up the study of the Zohar all these days, and they had no opposition, as there was in some places in the earlier days amongst the Ashkenazim, but the Sephardim always kept to the Zohar. The Rebbe says it's difficult, it's very hard for me to get into at length into this. I'm sure that also these lines will be sufficient. The Rebbe says, I'm judging you favorably, the Rebbe says. I find a zechus for you. Maybe what is your intention over here was because you saw and you reflected on the saying of our sages that the food of a human being is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. So you thought, it went up into your mind, maybe in order to make it easier for Hashem. In his job, Hashem is the one that feeds from the eggs that laid by the lice until the horns of the ram and the big animals, meaning the Eibishter feeds the smallest of the creatures till the largest of the creatures. So you see that Hashem has a hard time feeding everybody. Hashem feeds everybody. But the sages say that person's food is hard. So you thought that maybe you can help Hashem out by comparing in your image, in your external, that you look like all the goyim. So then it'll be easier that they'll give you a position as a rav, as a rabbi, and similar. But the Rebbe says, even for somebody who doesn't understand, can understand very simply that this goes directly against the simple belief to say that by becoming more lenient in observance of the mitzvah of the Torah, which is distancing, God forbid, from the source, that's the way to get additional flow. And the Rebbe says, look into what has been explained at length in the matter that the Pasuk says, Leman Tzvois Haroves Hatzmeya, which is the Pasuk that says to satisfy the idea in the Torcha, which he talks about the Rebbe in Kuntusum Ayin, in other places, talks about how you're taking the Rava, which is Kedusha, to give to the Tzmeya, and you're switching and giving over to the other side, as explained over there in the Hasidic literature. The Rebbe says, I hope strongly that the energy that my father-in-law invested in you as his student and his chassid is going to help you to get out of your mistaken ideas above. And if there is somebody else in the middle who's persuading you, explain it also to them that such a kind of a conduct is against, it's illogical, not only from the logic of the godly logic, but also from the human logic. Because every Jew believes that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler also in this physical materialistic world, in our world. And he's the only one who sets up the food for a person and his family member. And therefore, also, your Isarusu de Letata, your Hishtadlos, your way of receiving that needs to be fitting to that. I'm looking forward for good news. I bless you with Hatzlacha, success, spiritually and physically. But by a Jewish man and woman, they go together. The physical and the spiritual go together. And the Rebbe gives him some references which discuss the cutting of the beard as it was prolonged by the Tzemach Tzedek in his response in Yerideh Simat Tzadik Gimel, in his Chidushim for the tractate Makkos in chapter 3, Piskei Dimei for Yerideh Kupei Aleph, Beis, and Derech Metzisecha Chelik Beis Rish Chof Aleph. And the Rebbe further sends him to the references, the book called Amudei Arozim from Rav Margolis in the end, in which he collected the opinions of the later codifiers who discussed this. And not more recently, there is a sefer that came out, which is called Hadras Ponim Zokin, which the Rebbe very much supported. It was a young man, a Chabadnik, who collected all the laws as they pertain to that. But you see, this is a little bit of a letter on a different way, style, that the Rebbe usually writes. Here the Rebbe was writing to somebody who looks like was about to take a step which the Rebbe thought isn't going to help him. And the Rebbe is a little bit more frank with him, telling him that all the energy that the previous Rebbe invested and that he was raised, that should not really go ahead and touch his beard because he thinks that that is going to help him. The Rebbe says that we're always looking to make ourselves earn the blessings, and you don't earn the blessing by doing the opposite, by removing the godly image and the 13 attributes of mercy are connected to the Tikkun Dikna. And the Rebbe says, especially somebody from Sephardic origin who went by the Zohar all the time, so with the beard is very prominent over there. And the Rebbe is hopeful that the energies that were invested into him will help him, and if somebody is trying to persuade him, if he's looking for a job to become a rabbi, don't do it by removing the beard, but actually you're going to get the blessings of Hashem with all the references.